WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Republicans for Harris at a Duke University School of Public Policy forum. Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney was asked who she'll be voting for in November.
Because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
In Mesa, Arizona, Trump running mate J.D. Vance snorted.
Donald J. Trump is going to make sure that people like Liz Cheney are laughed out of the Oval Office instead of rewarded.
Also announcing support for Harris, Jimmy McCain, son of the late Arizona senator. As Winder, Georgia mourns the latest mass school shooting, the lawyer for a Savannah gun owner asked a judge to stop that city from imposing fines and possible jail time for people who leave guns inside unlocked cars. A judge in Alaska struck down the state's decades-old law, declaring that only medical doctors can perform abortions. This is ABC News. It's called having one's cake and eating it, too, and the Supreme Court told Oklahoma, no, you can't.
At issue is $4.5 million in federal family planning grants for the state of Oklahoma. HHS pulled the money because Oklahoma has refused to provide patients with information on family planning options that include abortion, as the HHS program rules require. The Supreme Court has now declined Oklahoma's request for the immediate restoration of the funding as the case plays out in lower courts. Three conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, say they would have ordered the money to flow.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. He gave up. Ultra swimmer Jim Dreyer bailed on his second attempt to swim 82 miles across Lake Michigan from Grand Haven to Milwaukee. He was in the water for 40 hours starting Monday night, writing on his social media there were only two good hours the entire time before swimming back. He says he's safe and will provide more details after what he says will be a sleep marathon. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. St. Louis got three runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Light south winds, upper 50s as you wake up Thursday morning. By afternoon, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Increasing clouds. Highs will warm to the lower 80s. A south breeze of 5 to 10. Currently 62 degrees.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Capital Times columnist Erin McGrory.
She interviewed stand-up comedian Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program today. The question for the hour, are the media about to help Trump fail his way back into the White House? This is just, you've been hearing me rant about media and the headlines, and particularly in the New York Times and the Washington Post for the better part of a month now, at least. Michael Tomasky is the editor of the New Republic, newrepublic.com, which occasionally publishes my work as well. Great publication. If you don't subscribe to it, you should. As I said, newrepublic.com. They've been around for like 119 years, I think. Great publication. And Michael has a brilliant piece out about this. I wanted to get him on. His Twitter handle is M Tomasky, T-O-M-A-S-K-Y, or at New Republic. Michael, welcome back to the program. Tell us about this. How can the media help Donald Trump fail back into office? It's a provocative headline, too.
I think we all see this every day, and your listeners, I'm sure, are driven crazy, as crazy by it as I am and as you are. they do these false equivalent stories, or they do these stories that, you know, they think, oh, we wrote something tough about Trump, we better write something tough, at least as tough about Harris. And it produces this stuff that just is crazy and just doesn't reflect reality. You know, she's not, whatever she is, and she has her strengths and weaknesses like any politician, but she's not, you know, a doddering person who, you know, talks about, you know, sharks and electrocution and Hannibal Lecter. You know, she's just not. She talks sense, you know, agree with her policies or don't, but she speaks English. Trump, the stuff that comes out of his mouth, you know, at these rallies is crazy, and a lot of it goes unreported. A lot of it just goes unreported. So I talked about this one episode. He spoke, as people know, at Moms for Liberty over the weekend. And he went on this riff, and, you know, it's such a Trumpy riff. Maybe reporters are just tired of it and don't think it's news. I think it's news. He goes on this riff, and he talks about a kid goes off to school, and, you know, 15 minutes later or 15 days later, whatever it is, they come back with an operation. And they're a different sex. And how did this happen? How did this happen? No, I'm sorry. That doesn't happen. That's insane. That doesn't remotely happen. Schools don't perform, you know, sexual reassignment surgery. They don't. And, you know, this was a crazy thing to say, but also a very toxic thing to say. And I went and looked at the way the New York Times covered that speech and the way the Washington Post covered that speech, and neither of them even mentioned it. And the Los Angeles Times did say that he, you know, made attacks on transgender people in its headline, but they didn't use this quote. They didn't really burrow into the story. So all this stuff has the effect of just normalizing Donald Trump and making him seem like he's a regular candidate out there saying regular things. He's not. He's a dangerous and kind of deranged person out there saying dangerous and kind of deranged things, but it doesn't come through in the mainstream media.
I think one of the big problems with this, Michael, is that the Republican base is primed to believe his lies. I mean, we've gone from, you know, 10 or 12% of Republicans believing that Trump won the 2020 election in the weeks immediately following the election to over 70% now, simply because, you know, that big lie has been repeated over and over and over again. And, you know, it's just how do we, you know, here's another one, for example. He's saying that Democrats and in six Democratic states now, you can abort a baby after it's born. I don't even know what to say about that, but why does the media, why isn't this a headline?
You got me. That's a great question. You know, it may have been a headline somewhere. Maybe somewhere along the line, the New York Times has run one story that says, you know, Trump regularly spreads falsehoods about Democrats' abortion position. But it's not enough. And then that enables the Times to say, oh, we covered it. But it's not enough to do it one time or three times when he's out there doing it every day. And he's out there saying that Kamala Harris wants you to be able to abort your child or fetus right up to the moment of birth. No, she doesn't. Nobody wants that. Nobody in the world thinks that. And certainly she doesn't think that. And why even, there's a certain point, like if you're electronic media, why even broadcast it? I understand why if you're Fox, they're a propaganda network. But, you know, if you're another network, why even broadcast it? Don't let that get on the air to begin with. Don't give it any oxygen.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. You know, Franklin Roosevelt confronted an awful lot of lies. You know, Hamilton Fish was actually taking money from Adolf Hitler in the 30s and attacking Roosevelt and things like that. And Roosevelt had a comment about this. I want to share it with you real quickly and get your thoughts on how modern-day politicians could reprise something like this.
Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one, for its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
We are literally seeing this right now.
We are. We're living right through this. And you know, the press is just, you know, they, in individual cases, yes, they'll rebut these things. But their general stance as the Fourth Estate, our general stance, I should say, although it certainly isn't mine. the general stance as a Fourth Estate is doing that kind of policing just isn't our job. So I write this in the piece that you cited earlier. Journalism, mainstream journalism, objective journalism, is driven by two values, truth and accuracy on the one hand, and on the other, fairness. And this is what, you know, I went to journalism school, and this is what they taught me. You've got to be, what you write obviously has to be true, and it has to be accurate, and you need to be fair. You need to be fair to both sides. You need to quote people from both sides, or if there are three sides, all three sides of the story, and not give too much weight and not give a happy adjective to this one and a dour adjective to that one. These are fine things. You know, these are okay things to try to aspire to and to try to live by. And usually, if there's, you know, under normal circumstances, truth and fairness aren't really in conflict. Today, in American politics, they are deeply in conflict because you have one side that, you know, embellishes in the normal way politicians do. You know, I heard Tim Walz the other day talk about, you know, Trump wants to increase the retirement age. Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's a normal kind of political embellishment. But then we have another side that just lies aggressively about everything in exactly the way that FDR described. How fair is it? Are the media obliged to be to a side that just lies all the time in big ways about everything? And yet, that's where we are. And I think a lot of these outlets, when forced to choose between telling the truth and being fair, you know, because they, God forbid, they don't want to be accused of being too liberal, they bend over backwards in the direction of fairness to Republicans and conservatives. And I see it, and I'm sure you see it, and I'm sure your listeners see it every day.
Yeah, to what extent do you think this is the consequence of Lee Atwater's work the ref strategy that he started, you know, back in the 80s? That has been, you know, done to the point where it's almost an article of faith that the media in the United States is liberal, when in fact, you know, certainly the corporate ownership of it is not. Or, on the other hand, to what extent might this be pressure coming from the top down? There have been a couple of stories purporting to essentially out the management at the New York Times because the publisher was pissed off that Joe Biden wouldn't do a sit-down interview with him when Donald Trump did. You know, I can't speak for the veracity of those claims, but, you know, what's the why here? Why do you think this is happening beyond just, you know, you just mentioned, you know, the desire to have fairness?
Well, I think the Atwater narrative is a pretty good answer to why this is. And this goes back, Tom, as you know, farther than Lee Atwater. It goes back to Reed Irvine, who founded this group, Accuracy in Media, in 1969. So that's a long time ago.
Yep.
And he got sit-downs with the editors of editorial pages at the major newspapers to try to explain to them where their liberal bias was. And in some cases, he probably had a point. But now, today, that has morphed into these papers, these liberal papers, the New York Times and the Washington Post and others. And they are liberal to the extent that their editorial pages typically endorse Democrats. But that doesn't describe their news pages. Their news pages, you know, they may make liberal presumptions about cultural issues, you know? Like, if there's a story about a gay couple trying to adopt a child, it'll probably be a sympathetic story. And thank goodness for that. It should be. So you can call that, I guess, liberal if you want to. But in terms of the hard political coverage, there's no liberal bias. There's no liberal bias at all. If anything, there's a little bit of a conservative bias because they're so afraid of being called liberal.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Michael Tomasky, he's the editor of The New Republic. His new piece, The Media Are About to Help Trump Fail His Way Back to the White House. NewRepublic.com is the website, or TNR.com. Michael, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great talking with you.
Thanks for having me. Real pleasure.
Always a pleasure. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's, 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and some real talk about retirement savings, namely, why you need it. Now, when I talk to folks who don't yet have retirement savings, I often hear things like, I don't want to retire, I'm going to work as long as I can. And look, I get it. And I have talked with thousands of people like me who love what they do or love working, or folks who just don't want to cut back on their spending. But check this out. Only about 20% of us are going to work past the age of 65. Whether it's because our industries change, or because our health takes a turn, or we want to care for our grandkids, who knows? And that is why it's important to start putting away even a little bit right away and getting yourself on a path towards a retirement plan. It's an investment in you and your future, no matter what the future holds. That is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. You could save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free premium dog treat. Just go to DrMartyPets.com/Tom. DrMartyPets.com/THOM or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In this talk show world, we're on the same team. From every station, coast to coast, it's our opinions.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled America's New Epidemic, A Nation Overrun by Bullies. And, you know, Joe Scarborough really got me thinking about this. I believe it was yesterday. I think yesterday was the first day he was back on. I could be wrong. It might have been the day before. As you know, I don't do time well. It's everything is a grand fog when it comes to past and future. But anyway, he pointed out how angry and toxic Twitter has become recently, or X. And I've certainly seen the same thing. I mean, I would post something and I'd get the occasional troll and, you know, you just kind of block them. But now you post something and you get, you know, just overwhelmed by right-wing trolls. And I think part of that is that Musk's algorithm is pushing things out to the people that he knows will troll liberals, I'm guessing. I mean, he refuses to make his algorithm public. And part of it is just that, you know, he let back onto the platform all these very toxic and poisonous, mostly Nazis, who were banned by the previous management of Twitter. But I think this is something more than just Twitter. And I don't think it's just Elon Musk, although I do think that, you know, this rich South African immigrant, you know, with a hair transplant and apparently emerald mines back in South Africa, or at least his dad, who bullies his own child online. I think there's a kind of a bullying culture that echoes down from the top over there on Twitter. But it's not just that. This is the entire country. I mean, this is one of the first rules of social organization is that culture flows from the top down. So, you know, as I mentioned, we're seeing that at Twitter. But you see it in families. You know, when dad is violent, the family tends to either be violent or to be wounded by the violence. When corporate CEOs are bullies, the middle management typically start acting like bullies. Many of us have worked in companies like this or known people who've worked in companies like this. When teachers or professors delight on picking on vulnerable students, you know, bully teachers. Very often the entire class joins in. There's an old expression, you know, a fish rots from the head down. It is such a cliche and such an old expression because it's so true that it's claimed by the Turks, the Chinese, and the British. And it's also true in politics. And so what we have here now is a bully. Donald Trump is a bully, and he successfully used his bullying back in 2015 and 2016 to just humiliate all the other Republicans and end up with the Republican nomination in 2016, which obviously he wasn't expecting. He was just doing this to get a raise from General Electric on his TV show. But it worked. The question now is, will it continue to work? Because it seems to be the only mode he has. And, you know, we're seeing now, like, you know, Jim Jordan just launched an investigation of Judge Marchand's daughter. James Comer is, you know, has spent years going after Joe Biden's son. This morning, Michael McCaul, another grandstanding Republican, wants Anthony Blinken to stop working on peace in the Middle East and come testify before his committee about the messy withdrawal from Afghanistan. This is all bully behavior. What do we do about this? Well, I think what we have to do is just defeat the bullies. I think America is sick of it. What do you think? Do you think that we're sick of it yet, or do you think it still works?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
David Rothkopf says the entire nation is suffering from battered nation syndrome. What do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is a special report from ABC News. Georgia high school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Winder will provide an update on today's shooting at Appalachie High School. Multiple law enforcement officials tell ABC News 4 people are dead, 9 others injured after a gunman opened fire this morning, and say the suspect is a 14-year-old student. Shirley, a senior, says the normal day quickly turned to panic.
I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like they were like...
16-year-old Layla says when the lockdown light went on in her class, her classmates huddled.
My classmates and I actually barricaded our door. We stacked desks and chairs to try and just help, and we were all just scared at this moment, and my teacher, she was also scared as well.
Vice President Kamala Harris denouncing the gun violence and called for reasonable gun safety laws. Former President Trump at a post blaming what he called a sick and deranged monster for the shooting and offered condolences. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A movie about former President Donald Trump called The Apprentice will see the light of day and be released in October, despite threats and legal challenges by the former president's campaign to squash the film. Producer Dan Beckerman recently sat down with Deadline.com and said the film was well-received at the Cannes Film Festival and that the former president's campaign did not react well to news that there was a controversial sexual assault scene involving Trump and his first wife, Ivana. The producer said the main financer pulled out of the project due to Trump's threats, forcing the production to start a crowdfunding campaign to complete financing. Looking for a good flick? Check out The Spectacular Now, starring Miles Teller, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley. The film was released in 2013 and tells the story of Teller's character, a high school senior who loves a party but changes his perspective on life after meeting Woodley's character. Teller's charisma is fun to watch, and the story has comedy, drama, and some feel-good moments. The Spectacular Now can be streamed on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Light south winds, upper 50s as you wake up Thursday morning. By afternoon, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Increasing clouds. Highs will warm to the lower 80s. A south breeze of 5 to 10. It's 63 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth. never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another installment of This Should Not Be a Thing, as well as sports with J.R. Radcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I can get you up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get you a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. I'm hearing dead air. Okay, well, welcome back. Sorry, our bumper seemed to have failed there. But let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? There's a lot to talk about. Jim in Alexander, Arkansas. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today? What's up?
Well, I had a couple of things. I worry about the Democrats not telling the voters to check to see that they're able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of their red states doing what they're doing. And
Jim, I just lost you. Did you hit the mute button? I can't hear you, Jim. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's up?
Tom, this might be the most important call I've ever made to you. Okay. Tom, I finally did it. Over a year ago, I said I would put together a daily chronological list of Trump's malfeasances of him and his administration, and I detailed every day and every attack on America from the day Trump was sworn in until his first impeachment. Sometimes it's numerous attacks in a day. I've also sprinkled in some hashtag comedic relief. Oh, it gets even, you're not going to believe it. Folks are going to want to see it over at 1000daysoftrump.com. 1000 is in all numerals, 1000daysoftrump.com. Tom, I'm very proud of it, and I think it's going to be mighty handy this election season.
Okay, let me just take a look here.
There it is. Broken up into three years. And I got to do a little cleaning up on it. But I've been waiting on this a long time. And I think it's going to be, shall we say, helpful.
Interesting. You know, if you were to expand these to, you know, a couple of sentences or paragraph each, you could have a book.
I thought about that. But the problem is that it's clickable. It's essentially an ebook.
Right, right. Well, you know.
So I'll take all the advice you got, New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, you could have a book that you could publish over on Amazon on Kindle. You know.
You think so? All right. You know what, Tom? I'm going to look into that, and I'll cut you in for I don't know what, 10%. All right, 20%.
No, I don't want a percentage, but Kindle does publish ebooks from first time authors, so. Check it out.
All right, Tom, if I do that, can I kind of reprise the premise?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
There you go, Tom. Yeah. Thank you very much for the time and the exposure, and I'm very happy and proud of it. I hope it's going to be of some use to you.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, this day in Trump, say 3 years ago, 4 years ago, et cetera.
Yeah, 1000daysoftrump.com. It's worth checking out. Chaz, thank you. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Good luck. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So yesterday, this is dovetailing off Michael Tomansky's point about the media. I'm watching CNN and Manu Raju's interviewing Trump, and he goes off on his tirade that Democrats allow 9-month abortions, and even in some states after 9 months, which is murder. And he doesn't say anything. Manu Raju doesn't correct him at all.
Hmm.
And the ironic thing is the interview's over, and they said, fact-checking Donald Trump in real time when we get back. And they go into a commercial.
Oh, geez.
It's like, it's so sick, you know?
It's pathetic. Well, you know, Trump is getting away with his lies. I mean, he's just getting away with them. And
And since Chris Licht of Morning Joe, when he took over CNN, he pulled it way to the right to compete with Fox ratings,
sure,
thinking he would get some of their audience. And now it's just Fox Lite is what CNN has become.
Yeah, sadly, I've pretty much stopped watching CNN because there's so many Republicans on there, and they lie so frequently, and they are virtually never challenged. That I my blood pressure can't deal with it. You know, it's like I'd have to double my meds. You know.
Have a good one, Tom.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. Good talking to you, Barry in Montague, Massachusetts. Hey, Barry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm just calling because in your interview before, I made no mention of the possibility that the major media, such as the Times and the Post, are really complicit. I mean, that they support the Republicans as lots of other dictatorships have been supported by the media, because the media always thinks they can take advantage and make profits from this.
Well, that was kind of the essence of my question to Michael about, you know, to what extent do you think this is individual reporters being cowed by you know, the claims of liberal bias versus pushdowns from the executive suites, you know, from corporate interests.
He didn't respond in a satisfying way to that.
Well, I don't think he wants to climb out on that limb right now. It's not well established, so it still kind of falls into the category of conspiracy theory. But when you think about it, I mean, you know, Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. Jeff Bezos is the second richest guy in America, and a fulminating hater of unions. I mean, the guy hates unions. He hates working people. He's got his yachts. He's got his penis-shaped rocket ship. He's got his mansions all around the world. You know, he's got everything he could want, and yet he still wants to squeeze more money out of his workers.
Right.
And this guy owns the Washington Post.
One more thing to weigh my comment is that the major media has supported, like, every bad war.
Yeah.
You know, they are about the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, they cheerleaded us into led us into Iraq and Afghanistan, certainly. Absolutely, 100%. Yep.
Yeah.
Good point, Barry. Okay, thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. Joe in Cupertino. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm listening to you earlier this week, and you talked about the earshot that Trump got. But we were watching Randy yesterday. Randy Rhodes is a friend of mine. She says, you ever watch The Sopranos, Tom?
I watched the whole series, just last year, in fact. For the first time.
Well, season one, episode 12, Tony's brother puts a hit out on him, and Junior, that's his uncle, is involved. Anyway, Tony gets shot in the ear, and then after he gets shot in the ear, he gets the Band-Aid on his ear. You can't make this up. I swear.
Really?
She just pointed out, it's episode 12, season one. Google it, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Huh. He's got an ear bandage on his ear. You got to be kidding me. This is not, Trump's a joker. This guy is watching Hollywood scripts and thinks he's a gangster.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He found that, and I went back, I watched that, I started to laugh. It almost made me cry.
Yeah.
It was just so hilarious.
I'm still not believing that this was set up, but I do believe that at least much, if not all, of the blood that was on Trump's face was not Trump's blood, that it was the blood of one of the people near him who got shot.
I was just in stitches with that. I just thought, how hilarious could you do that?
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me.
That's incredible.
Well,
yeah, I'm sorry I don't remember it. I mean, you know, Louise and I binge watched The Sopranos over the course of about a month, I think, back last year. And, you know, it's a great show. I mean, great acting and brilliant writing. And, I thought Stevie Van Sant was incredible. I always knew him as a musician, and here he is a mobster. You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, the star of the show, whose name is escaping me at the moment, he was really, really,
James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfi, that's right. Just some great acting. Great acting.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Bob in Hermosa Beach, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Hartman. Joe.
Bob, you're fading in and out here. I don't know if you can do anything about that.
I'm on the cell phone in my car. Can you hear me now?
It sounds better now, yeah. Maybe you were just switching cell towers or something. So what's up?
Well, you know, about a year ago, I think you asked if you thought photos of kids shot in school shootings should be published. And, you know, it's happened again, of course.
Yeah, just this morning in Georgia.
Yes, and I don't want to see a six-year-old with their brains splattered all. The family of the kids say, yes, show this. You know, Vietnam, it was, Lieutenant Calley,
My Lai,
that helped. Yeah, it helped end that war, and I don't know.
Well, I think it was mostly after Walter Cronkite went over there in 67 or 68, I believe it was. And he saw and he came back and basically turned against the war, you know. And then George Romney, Mitt's dad, went over there and came back and said that they tried to brainwash him. And those were a couple of major turning points. And I think they occurred just a few months apart from each other. I could be wrong. I mean, it's been what, 50 years? We went from body counts to actually starting to show soldiers who were, you know, being carried out on gurneys or on, you know, whatever. I think the war got more real for people as a consequence of that. And that was a good thing. And I continue to believe that, Emmett Till's mother, you know, one of the great brave women of history, making that decision to show his open casket and how badly his face had been beaten by those white racists. You know, we need to see the same thing, frankly. I believe we should be showing shooting victims. Bob, thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs. They're advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's a shadow on this land, chilling the air, from the echoes of McCarthy to the bullies everywhere. They march in the streets with a flag in their hand, but their courage is just paper, it crumbles like sand. Oh, America, can't you see? The bullies have come home to roost, they're tearing us apart, from families to communities. They're breaking every heart.
Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the bullies are here. Maria in Chicago. Hey, Maria, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
That's great. I just called to share with you briefly my birthday dinner that was hosted on Labor Day by my very thoughtful sister-in-law and my brother, David. So I get there, and lo and behold, my other brother was there. And he's a big Trumper. Mind you, they're all Trumpers, so I'm like the outsider. So we're sitting out in the patio and enjoying, you know, this is in Buffalo Grove, Illinois, enjoying, I was talking to Michelle, which is the sister of my sister-in-law, Rhea, and having a pleasant conversation. My brother Jose comes along. He sits down and then starts talking about, oh, we got to watch out for those communist socialists. And we have to worry about what November's going to bring. And I looked at him and I says, could you please stop talking about politics right now? He said, I'm not talking politics. I said, excuse me? Just stop. Don't even bother. And then he goes off on me. So the woman I was talking to, Michelle, gets up and leaves. She just didn't want to be involved in any of that.
Yeah.
And she's a Trumper.
Yeah.
So I guess she told my sister-in-law, Rhea. So she comes out, is trying to calm us down. I get up and I leave. And then I went to the restroom. I had to come down. So I came out. Everybody was in the kitchen. I went out to the patio and sat out there. Sister-in-law came along. And she says, I'm so sorry. I says, you know what? I'm an outsider right now, and I just want to go. I'm going to pick up my brother Leo, and we're going to leave. He says, no. This is your birthday dinner. I bought you a birthday cake, and please stay. Don't leave. So I did. I stayed because she has did this for me.
Right.
And so we were able to.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have. And apologies to anybody who might have caught that. I think that Sean pushed the button and bleeped it. So you can finish your story here, Maria. Normally, I cut people off when they swear on the air, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I get it.
Anyway, the one gem out of this whole thing is that he was the only one that was talking politics, even though he didn't want to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who support Trump who can be decent.
Yeah, it's true.
And I could spend
they're just badly misinformed. You know, they're getting their news from Fox so-called news, or they're getting, you know, they're listening to right-wing hate radio, and
they won't listen to you though.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned that they won't listen, so I don't. I don't discuss politics.
Generally speaking, there's not much point. Louise and I were visiting with some friends a couple of weeks ago. And I just figured they were, you know, normal people. And I went off on some rant about politics. And he said, well, sorry to break this to you, but I'm on the other side. I watch Fox News. And you know, at that moment, I just stopped. You know, I just said, well, okay. You know, and I changed the subject to, you know, hey, this is a pretty good gin and tonic. You know, where'd you get that? Or whatever the conversation was. I mean, you know, if you care about somebody, you know, you can express your politics, I suppose, once. But if you know that it's putting them off, you know, regardless of what side you're on, it's like religion. You know, I get equally offended when people, you know, people I know. It happens very, very rarely, I guess, because of the circles I travel in. But, you know, when somebody says, you know, are you saved? You know, or something like that. And it's like, well, you know, I do have a little money in my IRA, I suppose. You know, you just try to deflect it. You know, it's, but you know, sadly, this is what we've come to, Maria. And over on Fox News, you know, they try to turn it into a blood sport. You know, which is very unfortunate. Maria, thank you for the call, and look forward to future conversations. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Steve Bannon is going to drop by. He's got a new book out. It's called Ministry of Truth, Democracy, Reality, and the Republicans' War on the Recent Past. It's brilliant. You're going to want to hear this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.